Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, the Mecca of the South when it comes to getting your heart fixed, or I'm not talking about a broken heart, I guess, although I would think you probably, Dr. Ken, would be, I think we've talked about this before, you being somewhat of a psychologist, because people come in and there are lots of reasons. I think we talked last week, as a matter of fact, about depression. I know that it's in the podcast from last week's episode of Good Day Health. Depression and what it does to your heart. Heart issues come because people get depressed. And so it is important for everybody to know when they visit with Ken or whoever your doctor is, hopefully this person is going to be open to discussing with you the reasons for you having the problem that you have. There are all kinds of reasons. Some of them are physical, but some of them are emotional and mental. So that's something. That's one of the reasons that Ken has reached the popularity that he has, because of the way he handles the information that we talk about here on Good Day Health every weekend. The idea is to present to you some of the things that have been studied by the various doctors who are reporting in the journals, and Ken interprets that information to make sure that it has some value for you. So let us get started with the post-pandemic focus. You notice we don't talk, I don't even like referring to COVID, because it's part of the everyday life. It's expectation here in America. But you have, I guess during the course of the program, we'll talk about me visiting with you this past week and things that came out. I'm happy to throw HIPAA to the wind so that people can learn from my experience what there is, you know, what we have as takeaways. One of the things that you provided me last year and again this year is a watch. It's kind of like one of those Apple watches, except it's got more information in it. And one of the things that I'm watching is my daily step count. I had I've only had it a couple of days, Ken. I'm amazed at the number of steps that I take. I don't know that I thought about it, frankly, but all the steps. And I suppose that contributes to one's health, right? The more movement, the more activity, the healthier your body. Would that go step in step, if you'll pardon the pun?
Hi, Doug. Absolutely. Movement is so healthy from head to toe for the entire body. And getting steps and counting them is just a wonderful way to prolonging your mental and physical health.
So the step thing, is there a number? Are there, should we have 1,000 steps a day? Should we take 1,500 steps a day? What's the ideal? Or is there such a thing as the ideal number of steps to take for optimum health?
How many are you taking? Have you figured yet?
Like a mile and a half.
How many steps?
Ridiculous number, yeah. Right, yeah. So I have to go back. I'll have to go get my watch because I've got it in the other room. But it is, it was a surprising number, certainly in the thousands. And I think it was 6,000. Does that make sense?
Well,
6,000, 8,000.
People, no. Well, 10,000 steps is an ideal goal. But if you're making 7,000 steps a day, that's also pretty good. 7,500 should be a number that everybody shoots for. But especially 10,000 is a great number.
So how do people get these watches? You have provided your patients with these watches. People listening, hey, I've never heard of these watches. Where do I get one of them? So would you like to give a little primer? I learned there's a whole rigmarole. You have kept me on my toes, because now you have this little app on your phone. I have it on my phone, so you can see what not only I'm doing, but your other hundreds of patients that are using these things. How difficult is it to get one of these things?
Well, it depends on the preventive cardiologist that you work with. And, you know, I've been a great advocate of home blood pressure monitoring because of the role of mental and physical stress on blood pressures and heart rate are very reactive. And to get accurate blood pressures, you really have to do it outside the doctor's office on yourself when you're fully rested mentally and physically. And Medicare a few years ago did a big study looking at giving the opportunity to patients to measure these things on their own and doctors monitoring it. And they realized, Medicare realized that they could save a lot of money keeping people out of the emergency department, out of the hospital. And they were so excited with all the savings, they called it a new program, has a nice name, RPM, Remote Patient Monitoring. And this allows us to give you either a grab bag of devices to measure these things or these new wearables all in one, like what you have, Doug, a watch. And in the last year or two, the private insurers, you know, they saw all the money that Medicare was saving on this program, and they jumped on the bandwagon also. And now most of the private insurers now have a program called remote patient monitoring. And most people are covered. And if you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, especially diabetes, even obesity, coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, these are some of the diagnoses that are usually covered by the various insurers for remote patient monitoring. And in your specific case, Doug, it allowed us to give you this watch. It's called a wearable, and it does a lot of things. It looks like an iWatch. It looks like an Apple Watch, but it does so much more. It's an FDA-approved medical device, and it's HIPAA compliant, so it can't have a phone on it, but it looks just like an Apple Watch, but it does so much more except have a phone on it. It Bluetooths to a free app that we put on your phone, and all of the information that it collects on the app, so there's no pen or paper, and it gets also transmitted right to the app on my phone, which you can see, and it's also monitored by a nurse all day, 24/7, so if there's any abnormalities in the measurements, we get notified, and then we look at it and determine whether we need to get in contact with you, or if you call us, we can look at the data. So it measures blood pressure, heart rate, temperature, oxygen saturation. One item that I love is called mental stress. It will actually give us a number from 1 to 100 of what your mental stress level is.
Amazing, yeah.
And so you can now objectively determine under 50 is good, over 50 is bad. It's the canary in the coal mine. Most people have no idea when they're at a 60, when they're at 90 to 100, they know. So this gives you an early warning of what your mental stress level is. If your blood pressure's up, you can quickly look at your mental stress to see if it's truly real high blood pressure, what we call essential high blood pressure because the pipes are too stiff, or is it due to a reactive component because the mental stress level's too high? The watch will quickly tell us. The watch will also work as a step counter, as you were pointing it out. It also will evaluate your sleep quality and quantity. So it's a nice way. Coming soon at the end of this year, it'll be checking blood sugar and also being able to send us an electrocardiogram. So it's an evolving technology. It's one of the most exciting tools I've had as a preventive cardiologist in a long time. And this device, we've been able to keep people out of the emergency room with it. We've been able to keep people out of the hospital with it. And we appreciate why Medicare is very excited about it. One of the few things as a physician, they say, Dr. Ken, why aren't you prescribing this? As opposed to, Dr. Ken, why are you prescribing it?
All right. So there you have it. That's pretty good insight into how this all came about and how it works. So hopefully you'll be able to take advantage of that no matter where you are around the country. If you want to talk to Ken about it specifically, you can reach out to him at Lake Cardiology for an appointment. The office was full the other day, and as usual, Ken's taking his time with people. That's what he's noted for. As I was listening, you and I were listening to the radio program as it's broadcast on WFLA in Orlando Sunday afternoon. And back and forth, we were talking about it, and the people on your staff listen to the program, too. I got a kind of a kick out of it. They all know who I am, and it's because of the conversation that we have, and the promoting of you and what you do, the connection on that radio station there locally to you and what you're doing. If you're local, then help yourself to Ken in the office at 352-735-1400. If you aren't and you want to have that Zoom telemedicine connection, help yourself to that, too. That's become a standard of a lot of doctoral work, if you will. Same number, 352-735-1400, and the arrangements can be made for that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, up to our ears in the there still are post-pandemic items to report and discuss, which we will do as we continue here on this week's edition of Good Day Health. Right now, I want to talk about all the natural ingredients in a product called Balance 7. So if you're a sufferer from heartburn, can't eat the foods that you like, you're not resting well, you're tired all the time, got brain fog, and maybe you're just tired of being sick and tired. If that's the case, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps to increase your energy. Your memory is better. Your rest cycle is better. Your immune system that protects you is working better. It allows better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Now, eat all the stuff that you want and don't worry about heartburn. That's one of the things that I have a problem with from time to time. Balance 7 works. I'm using it now every day, and now you can as well. You can try Balance 7, get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. It's a great product. Obviously, it's about your skin. Money-back guarantee with all of these products. Call 800-793-9039 right now and mention Doug. In 3 days, you'll feel the difference. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. Call Balance 7. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Money back guarantee, 800-793-9039 for a fabulous way to balance out your system. Balance 7. Mention my name, Doug.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Now, this is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. So we started talking about step counts because I noticed a report about step counts and how it seems that people who have had the virus, the COVID, have declined in their, is it the ability or just the record here? What? Why are there fewer step counts on these devices after the pandemic?
Again, you're asking me about what's a good step count. If you want a number, let's say 7,000, but even up to 10,000 is a good goal. And what this article in JAMA Network Open reported this week, Doug, is that there's just been overall a decline in the daily step count for people. It started during COVID back in 2020, and it seems to have not picked up back to where it was before 2020. And this is just a general observation that we're just, as a society, not yet as active physically as we were. And I think I see that. Maybe the fact that people put on weight, got a little lazier during COVID, it's just getting into gear is slower than expected. And I think we all need to take stock in ourselves and try and make ourselves a little bit better and remember how important this physical activity is.
Right. Okay. In league with that, I noticed that since the pandemic, the Center for Disease Confusion says that Candida, which is a pretty, I guess, tough fungus, has spread a lot more because it's drug resistant. Why? I don't know that you and I have ever talked. I meant to ask you about that, frankly, when I was there and I forgot to. But what about Candida? It affects both men and women, does it not?
Hey, well, I think what you're looking at is something that has appeared on the internet in the last week or so. A specific type of candida is fungus, and this is a specific type of candida that has been identified occurring more and more in the hospitals that is very hard to treat, so-called drug-resistant candida. And it's just an alert by the CDC that there is this new fungus that's very difficult to treat, especially immunocompromised people are at risk of this. And this was just a general warning that was put out by the CDC, and it is of some concern, and especially people who are immunocompromised, or if they have catheters or tubes in them chronically, the so-called indwelling catheters. These are people, especially in the hospital, who are at risk for this, and it's just another reason of extra caution.
Okay, so let's take another step down this road for a moment, because I see also this week you were talking about the candida, or candida, however you pronounce it, being drug resistant. There are a lot of these superbugs around that are, I guess, being exchanged between pets and people. Is that true?
All right, so I'm just reporting what's been published this week in the medical journals. This is not the anti-pet show, because I know how big a deal pets are to people. And again, this is not the anti-pet show. It's just some troubling reports this week in the medical journal. And the first one is the one that Doug brought up, and maybe we need to get more into this around
the
bend,
because we do have to pause for the information from the local station at the bottom of the hour. But there are a couple of things here that might lead people to believe that Dr. Ken, I bet he doesn't have a dog at home. So we'll figure that out as we focus on your pets and your health as the next half hour of Good Day Health will begin in a matter of moments. Here, I'm Doug Steffen.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Florida State chapter of the NAACP wants the group's national board to issue a travel advisory against visiting the Sunshine State because of recent legislation related to race and diversity. Governor Ron DeSantis says,
during COVID, these people would be on CNN, all this stuff, slamming Florida, saying we were so bad, don't go to Florida, and then they would end up being spotted on the beach somewhere.
The state NAACP also expressed concern about a proposed 6-week abortion ban and a bills that would place restrictions on the use of preferred pronouns at school. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to take the stand any time in her ski and run court battle. Paltrow is accused of running into and badly injuring a man and then skiing away with her friends as he remained unconscious. Paltrow denies the accusation and is countersuing for $1. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Second half hour of Good Day Health this weekend. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Okay, so there are a couple of things here this week. Is this a warning, would you say? We're talking about drug-resistant bugs that may be spread by pets into people. And you're not anti-pet by any stretch of the imagination, but is this a worry? Sometimes we all know the news media overcooks things.
Well, it's an observation. When you hear about the observation, it may make you concerned. And interestingly, the authors tried to not get anybody overly concerned about it. Let me tell you what they discovered. What these investigators discovered was that we know there are some bugs, bacteria, that are especially difficult to wipe out with common antibiotics. And what they did, interestingly, was collect sputum and stool samples in both human owners and in the dogs that they owned. And lo and behold, they found a troubling correlation between the presence of these superbugs, similar superbugs, in the saliva or fecal matter of the human and the same one in the dog. So this raises the concern that these superbugs are being exchanged between human and dog. But interestingly, the authors of this publication stated that it is not common that exchange occurs, that they weren't recommending that people get rid of their pets, but no, they were reporting this observation. And I guess you just want to be careful about, you know, the level of contact that you have with your dogs, because there is this troubling correlation between the same drug-resistant superbug being present in your pet. This was a study with dogs, as it is mm-hmm. in your own body.
All right, so there's also a study that suggests that if you have a pet in your bed, my Daisy May, my bulldog, and I sleep in the same bed, doesn't seem to disrupt my sleep. But as a matter of fact, I find it comforting when she is having a bad dream, like she did last night. I reach over and hug her. But
well, you need to do a little study on your own. Now that you have the watch we gave you, yep. you should sleep one day with the watch without your pet, and then mm-hmm. one day with your dog, and see by the watch which day or night the quality of sleep is better, because you can assess yeah. that with the
can
watch.
Can I tell you something? Even if it does disrupt my sleep, I'm not having her in bed with
me. I get that, and I'm just
yeah, that's
and
a good
again,
to know.
This is not the anti-pet show. I'm just mm-hmm. reporting what was in the medical literature this week. And in this medical journal, believe it or not, as Doug will tell you, there's a medical journal for every cause
of
need.
Oh, God, yes. Yep.
There's one called Human-Animal Interactions. The Journal of Human-Animal Interactions this week reports that sharing your bed with pets can disrupt your sleep.
All right. There you go. Whoopee! You love your pet, though. It doesn't make any difference. All right. By the way, you can share, if you have questions for Dr. Ken, as we do, we have a segment every week that's called Question for Dr. Ken, and we have a new way for you to reach out. You can do this anytime. I'm going to give you the number now, and you can write it down and or make a mental note of it. If you dial 855 999 Doug or 855-999-3684 anytime, day or night, 7 days a week. You can leave a question on that line that we will relay to Ken. Your voice may even make it on the air if it's well thought out, and either that or we'll edit it. But one way or another, you'll get on the air with your question. So if you got one that helps you out, you want some help from Ken, 855-999-3684. Ken, one of the most well-known heart specialists in our country, is a preventive cardiologist. He's won a lot of awards, so he'll be able to explain this next one very easily and very well. Exercise in terms of heart failure. How many times a day do you see people in your clinic at Lake Cardiology that are in danger of or who have suffered heart failure?
A few. It's hard to get, you know, a couple, two, three, we'll see. Heart failure is being more and more diagnosed, because we used to think of heart failure only in one variety, where the heart is weak and just can't adequately compress to propel the blood forward to meet the needs of the body. But there's another type of heart failure where the compression part of the pumping function works fine, but what is not working well is the relaxation function. Remember, the heart is nothing more than a pump. It has to propel the blood forward and meet the needs of the body. So it has to compress to push it forward, but then also equally important. It has to relax to fill with blood from behind. And you can have a problem of squeeze, which is what we just talked about, but equally you can have a problem of relaxation where the heart gets stiff and just doesn't adequately fill with blood. And that type of heart failure, where the so-called preservation of the ejection fraction, that just means the squeezing function is good, that kind of heart failure where the relaxation phase is not good is the type that was discovered this week to be very effectively treated by exercise. And in this article reported this week in Circulation, supervised exercise was even better than drugs for this type of heart failure. So if you do have the type of heart failure where the squeeze is preserved, talk to your doctors about an exercise program. It seems to be a very effective treatment. And you've heard me say over the years that my favorite drug is exercise.
Yep, I've heard that many, many times. Words of the wise is sufficient, so they say. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Well, the word to the wise is Ken talking about weight and weight management and the sorts of things that this time of year as we go into spring. As you're hearing this program, we have the first full week of spring in front of us. So we're all excited no matter where you are in the country. I think we feel like the weather's going to get better. We feel like we're going to be outside more. We feel like we're going to be healthier. Well, help that. Balance all of your efforts with help from Kalotren, Kalotren. You can find all the information about Kalotren at their website, toploss.com. Go back through the history of this fabulous company and how the doctors and a couple of nurses wanted to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product, and they did. It's safe for everybody. They've been through the process, so you can benefit. Healthy weight loss management, this formula that's in Kalotren, which is a pretty simple, basic, all-natural formula, is there. I'm pretty grateful for having found it, frankly. I use it all the time to keep me. Ken said to me when I visited with him this week, he was surprised at a lot of different things, including my weight had gone down a little bit. I don't have a weight problem necessarily, but I'm not as conscious sometimes, you know, because I like ice cream. So this keeps me aware and on balance, if you will, and able to keep my weight where I would like it to be or down a little bit. I think Ken said I was down 3 or 4 pounds from where I was the last 4 or 5 years. And that's pretty much because I'm watching more carefully what I eat. And I take 4 of these Kalotren supplements every night before I go to bed. So as this is here, all the research has been done, you can benefit by going to toploss.com. You get $20 off right now on the 90-day supply. That's the special at the moment. There's always some good way to save money when you're buying product. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you go to toploss.com. You get free shipping and $20 off the 90-day supply of Kalotren, the most effective and safest way to lose weight and keep it off.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. More items of interest. I like this one. If your father is a jokester, it'll help you be healthy as you grow up. How about that?
Doug, this was reported this week in the British Psychological Society Medical Journal, and they call them dad jokes. These are usually corny jokes that you can tell in front of the kids.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. How much of this did you do? One of the things that we experienced this weekend was spending time with your daughter, Amanda. What if I said to Amanda, if I wished I'd have known this, because when we had dinner together, I would have looked over and said, hey, how about your father? You don't come across as somebody that is very good with jokes. Frankly, that's not a bad thing. No, you don't come across as what? You got a joke for me? Come on, lay one on me. I want to hear you.
I'd rather not do that. but
anyway, go ahead.
But you're going to ask me about telling dad jokes? Oh yes. If you had asked her, she would have definitely told you way too many corny jokes.
Yeah.
Dad jokes are very good. And, you know, these are the corny jokes that you'll tell the 5 and 6 year olds, and they're comfortable in front of anybody. They're harmless. They're in good taste. And what this journal shows is that they actually do help kids develop adequately. You know, they learn how to deal with some of their awkward emotions and how to get rid of them and how to deal with them effectively. So, Dad, keep telling your corny jokes to the kids. They're healthy. They're good. They help the kids learn social skills. And this has been researched and concluded in this medical study.
Don't you wonder, is there anything that hasn't been tested under the surface? This seems like something that really is far afield. Why would somebody be wanting to investigate silly jokes or how they impact you? I think it's good because your mind wants to be, your mind is telling you often that you need a rest from some of the knock every day. You know, how much more stuff can we be beaten over the head with Trump and Biden and whatever else is going on, the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Chinese? So, yeah, I guess we do have to, we need Dad to think about stuff. For example, where do you find a dog with no legs?
I give up. Where do you find a dog with no legs?
Right where you left it.
Exactly. I guess that's a sad.
It is kind of right. All right. Maybe this is a better one. What do you call a dog? Well, enough. You got the idea. Okay. This is not a joke show. This is a medical show. Next, caffeine. Is it a wonder drug? What does this study suggest?
Well, it looks like from the BMJ Medicine Medical Journal this week that caffeine looks better and better. It may keep the weight down, and it also may prevent type 2 diabetes. This is a study looking up to a healthy amount of caffeine, which is up to 400 milligrams per day. Most cups of coffee have about 90 to 100. Some home brews have lower, 50. Some you buy on the road may have to have a lot more, so you have to be careful. But if you stay within 400 milligrams, you should be okay. And this article shows that you're going to lower your body fat and also prevent type 2 diabetes. That means staying on planet Earth a lot longer, preventing heart attacks and strokes.
Yeah, it gives you terrible breath out.
Yeah.
Kissing somebody who's just had a cup of coffee, awful. But yeah, there are other things that come out of it. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life. And look at when we come around the corner here with questions for Dr. Ken, that's one of the questions. What'd you find out about Doug when you examined him? So we'll get to that in a moment here. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour now, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Help yourself to his services. He's here at your service on our side. A lot of great things come of our conversations with Ken, both on the Good Day program and Good Day Health. One of the things in a recent podcast that Ken focused on was depression and how it affects your sleep. You can get that podcast along with all the other podcasts free at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. The reason I bring it up is because there's another item that's sort of from that department, Ken, the focus on sugary and fatty snacks. I promised people that I would talk about this and how it affects your brain activity, likely to make your brain less healthy. Well, I mean, I don't think that's any genius. This is a study done at Yale University. So generally speaking, if somebody asks for your advice about drinking soda or having sugary treats, that sort of thing, I know that you would say, you know, everything in moderation. But what really is going on if people are eating a lot of these sugary snacks? What's going on in their brain?
Well, whatever we do to keep our heart healthy, Doug, we can do to keep our brain healthy. And the number one thing of importance is nutrition, what we eat. And all of the things you're mentioning should be treats. You just want to eat a heart-healthy diet. You know, I prefer the Mediterranean diet. Second place is a vegetarian diet. But all these things that keep the heart healthy also keep the brain healthy.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we talked about is I visited with you earlier in the week at your clinic down in Mount Dora, and everybody can do that. It's easy enough to do. The bottom line of all of the things that we learned, one of the tools that you have to stay in touch with me and other patients is this new sort of Fitbit. I call it that because I don't really know what else to call it. I know it's something that's much better than a Fitbit, but you were just monitoring mine, and I don't mind being a guinea pig here for those who are asking questions about their own health or asking questions of you. One person did want to know what you found out when you were examining me, and maybe the best thing is to reference the stuff that's on this watch and how that works, you think?
Well, you're mixing a number of things, but that's the life.
As I usually do.
And what you're discussing with this, what we call a wearable, the program's called RPM, Remote Patient Monitoring. Medicare started a few years ago. The privates jumped in last year. It allows us to continuously monitor you, blood pressure, heart rate, temperature, oxygenation, even your mental stress. Sometimes doctors give out all these bits of equipment. I call it the grab bag approach. Now we have a single wearable, a watch. You tap it. It brings up your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, temperature, counts your steps, looks at your sleep, the quality, the quantity, and we can monitor this. It goes Bluetooth to your phone, then comes to my phone, and I can see it in real time. And I'm looking at it right now. Blood pressure, all these things are doing great, Doug. Blood pressure, temperature, your oxygen saturation, heart rate, even your mental stress score looks really good right now.
And that's pretty amazing, given the working conditions that I have here. Right?
Yes. But what we looked at for you in the office was your circulation. And remarkably, your coronaries, I know you give up your hip, but you don't mind if I talk
about
it.
No, I don't mind. People can learn from
it. You're the only patient I talk about publicly on the air, so not to worry, because you tell me to.
Yep.
But your circulation to your heart remarkably looks normal. You have some mild blockage in the carotids that you've had for a long time, some mild calcification of your mitral and aortic valves. It's stable. You have a little bit of a leak in your aortic valve. It's been stable over a decade, same as in the mitral valve. Overall, you're doing well circulation-wise. We were very happy, especially how lovely your coronaries look.
Nothing better than having lovely coronaries. But it's all part of what I suggest everybody do. You ought to know, from my perspective anyway, what's going on in your body. And connecting with a doctor like Ken, it gives you that peace of mind. That's one of the reasons I think the stress level is down, because before I'd normally, as you know, do all my medical stuff about this time of year as I get ready for a lot of activity on the farm during the good weather months. And so it's for those who are wondering why this is important, you need to know what's going on in your body for your own peace of mind. Ken will tell you that. I'll tell you, anybody with any common sense will tell you that. So maybe that's the word to the wise here. Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's now 59 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.